This is the first time I'm trying to do a podcast. I would like to give a name for it. I think it would go better if I say it is a letter from a scribbler, because you know, I am a person who expresses myself through writing. I am a part of a few writing communities, and of course I have an Instagram page where I post my poems. I'm not a very recognized writer, but I do write because I love writing. I have my Instagram page at thescribble.dump. You can check it if you want. So, thoughts or letter from a scribbler. It's nothing but I would like to speak about things which I want to share with a lot of people, and I think this would be a good platform for me to do so. So, speaking about the first episode today of my podcast, when I thought about what to speak, I want to make it sure that I've not prepared anything, so I'm just going to speak whatever comes to my mind. So, when I thought of what to speak in my very first episode, I thought I would share about my inspiration for starting a podcast, or what made me to do this. I will make sure that all of my episodes be as small as possible, and I will just give you a glimpse of my thought. I don't want to drag it so much. So, coming to my inspiration, or what made me start a podcast. Everyone have interest. People have a wide variety of interests. One may be interested in cooking, dancing, art, everything. Anything and everything. But when you come to me, I am a kind of person who loves adventure. Here, adventure means not something that like doing an adventurous game or something like that. But I am a person who loves to do different things, venture into different things, learn different things. I do write book reviews because I'm a book lover. I read a lot of books. I try to draw sometimes, though my drawings don't come out well. But I write. I try to do a lot of things. I don't know. I don't think adventures will be the right word. But I love venturing into different aspects depending upon my mood. So that is what inspired me to start a podcast today, because I wanted to try this too. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts actually. The very first podcast I listened to was by Michelle Obama in Spotify. So, but I, to be frank, I listened only one episode of that. So my most favorite podcast is The Book Show and The Rough Note by RJ Anandi on Spotify. I'm not sure. I don't think most of you would have heard about it. It's actually in my mother tongue, Tamil. So I felt comfortable with that. But to reach a lot of audience, I chose to speak in English. So that's my favorite podcast. And to be frank, I have not listened up to date of that podcast too. And I've started listening, and I'm doing that. That, you know, inspired me to start a different thing, not to do a podcast. So try different things. That is what I want to tell, like a one-liner, or the point to take home, take back home point in my very first episode. Try doing some new things, venture into some new things. It may not be something extraordinarily good, you can say it may not be something you are very good at. It may not be something very demanding sort of task, but it can be something you love, you wanted to do for long, but you couldn't because you know you are a beginner in it. So just try to do different things, venture into different things, and you know, new experiences will always bring joy and happiness to it. I can give you a lot of examples. I'm not very good in English, you can see by the way I talk. I'm just an average person in English. Of course, I speak good in my vernacular, a few of my vernaculars. So I thought of learning a new language. So I started learning a new language from the app Duolingo, and I started learning German actually. You know that I had a very and even now I have a very big urge to do my German lesson every day, because I love trying new things. It's new, it's capturing my imagination. Everyone must have a routine, will have a routine life, that's for sure. So apart from your routine life, spend the least amount of time you can to venture, to do new things, try new things, and I'm sure you'll definitely love trying new things. Please, I have to stress on this point, you need not be good in that particular field. Just do if you have got that mood, if you have that interest, or if you have got that love for that particular field. I'm not very good at drawing, but I do draw sometimes. It may not come out very good, but that time which I spend, I feel really happy for doing so. So it's not about being productive when you're trying to do something new. It's just for your inner peace, your happiness. So this is what I have to tell you, the point I have to tell you in my first ever, I tried a podcast. So in my first ever episode, I have to tell you that try new things. You will have a very good time in doing so. I know my English is not very clear, not very good, but I love speaking in English because I've always wanted to strengthen my skill, my vocabulary. So I'll try to do better in the upcoming episodes. Please stay tuned, please check out my Instagram page and everything. If you love it, even reading new poems is going to be a new thing you're going to do today, and I would be very happy if that's going to my page. Okay, apart from all that, please DM me your comments, please message your comments on all this. Thank you, and hope you'll do something new, and I'm waiting for your messages.